I'd like to talk for a minute about elephants. It's always a pleasure. Elephants, as you'll know, have been kind of wandering around on the outskirts of Buddhist history, right from the outset. And yet, our understanding of elephants has in a way really been quite limited. Compared with a modern ecological understanding of elephants, which in a way has gone where 2,500 years of Buddhist contact with elephants and Buddhist compassion hasn't. Let's have a look at the sort of history of elephants. First of all, in the Jataka tales. The Jataka tales tend to treat elephants as they do other animals, basically anthropomorphically. Basically, these are stories about people using animals as agents in the story. So the Jataka tales, very wonderful stories, but actually they don't really tell us a lot about how it is really for actual animals, elephants and others. If we look at the Pali Canon, there's that very famous story about the Buddha and the bull elephant, where the Buddha, who is feeling oppressed by the kind of duties of leadership, feeling oppressed by all the different visitors and so on, goes off into the forest for a period of time and comes across a bull elephant who's in the same predicament. He is oppressed by his herd, by the pressures of leading a herd. Actually, that wouldn't have been the case, because we now know that elephant societies are very strongly matriarchal. So again, a good story and it makes a point, but actually the understanding of elephants was quite limited. And since then, we have, 2,500 years of Buddhist history, where elephants have been kept in captivity and used in human service by Buddhist societies. The understanding that we now have of elephants is that they are deeply social animals, that they actually have quite a complex network of social relationships. And also that network of social relationships is really bound up very strongly with territory. It's almost like you could speak of an elephant culture, knowledge about connections and territory that is passed from one generation to another and can very easily be lost. So we now know that when elephants are held in captivity, in a way they suffer to a degree that perhaps other animals don't, because of this social and territorial richness that they have. So nowadays, the human understanding of elephants is now vastly more advanced than it ever has been, despite 2,500 years of Buddhist history. So the capacity for compassion towards elephants has correspondingly increased. Our ability to really empathise with elephants and understand what it might be like to be an elephant, still far from complete, but it has increased. This is a bit ironic at a time when, through our actions as a society, a lot of the habitats of elephants are actually being destroyed. But at least through the science of ecology, there is a strand of thinking in our society that is more empathic. And what's true for elephants is true for much of the natural world, even the less appealing species, insects and slugs and so on. So in other words, there's a sort of ecological ethic, as well as the science of ecology, which have to some extent gone together. And I think, for a Buddhist, this has to be significant. You know, the first precept is, after all, sensitivity to life. And thanks to ecology as science, our capacity to be sensitive to life is greater than it ever has been. You could even kind of stretch the definition of ecology as sensitivity to living systems. And as such, ecology pretty well is the first precept. So that resonance between ecology and Buddhism isn't just to do with the kind of idea of interconnectedness. That, you could say, is the wisdom aspect of ecology. Modern ecology as science is perhaps even more significant to us than that, because it marks this new understanding of actual living beings in their uniqueness, in their particularity, the beings who we share a planet with. It's brought the possibility of a more effective, more down-to-earth compassion. And while there's a long way to go before our society runs according to this ecological ethic, at least we can be grateful that the ecological ethic is there to the extent that it is. So I'd just like to say sadhu for scientific ecology, for introducing an ecological ethic, and also just for working to, well, you know, save at least some species. Ecology has actually had an effect on the world. It has actually diminished the sum total of suffering of some species. So that's one of the two other things that we can draw from ecology, the science, if you like, an ecological ethic.